Mile 20 of the Boston Marathon marks the last and most famous of the course's four hills in Newton, Heartbreak Hill. Though it's just a modest 88-foot incline over a quarter mile, Heartbreak can sap the strength of even the strongest runner. But this year, the hill seemed to mend memories of last year's tragedy. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has the story.
The sound tells this story. It's about love at Heartbreak Hill. From the first wheelchair competitor to the last runners, families, friends, total strangers, the cheering never stops. Jason Polden, a runner from Ottawa, hits his stride as he approaches Heartbreak Hill. His wife, Sarah, and members of his extended family have traveled from Canada to watch and cheer.
He looked pretty good. Yeah, he was smiling, so that's a good thing.
Here at Heartbreak Hill is where runners often hit the wall. A carb-loaded drink helps keep muscle fatigue at bay for just one hill and 6.2 miles more.
Because he thought this would be the toughest part of the race, where he would struggle the most, knowing there's a hill coming up, so mentally the toughest. So we wanted to support him here, and hopefully he could see us, which he did. So
Heartbreak Hill got its nickname in 1936 when Massachusetts marathoner Johnny Kelly passed race leader Tarzan Brown right here. The story goes that Kelly, as he made his move, tapped Brown on the back, triggering a fight to the finish that Brown won. A reporter would later write, "Kelly's heart broke on Newton's last hill." This year, they came a million strong to watch the marathon. Thousands along Com Ave at Heartbreak Hill. Runners and spectators separated by metal fences, yet united in the face of possibilities, protected by a show of force.
It's on our minds, I think.
Erica Steckler came from Burlington, Vermont, to stand right here.
I think it's on everybody's minds, I would imagine, but I feel safe. I have a lot of confidence in the police and everybody here. The military's here. I mean, I feel okay.
Folks, come on by. Get your souvenirs. Come on by. Check them out.
Business was slow at Rachel Bamber's pushcart, Dora the Explorer balloons competing with Boston Strong t-shirts. Moments earlier, on an otherwise warm, safe day, there was a potential security breach. Police spied a sealed box between her cart and a sausage seller.
I saw the Rhode Island State Police with the dog sniffing around, and the dog sniffed the box, and I don't know if he hit or anything, but one of the FBI's guys come over, he cut the box open, checked it, and it was fine.
At precisely 2:49, many runners glanced at their wrists as watch alarms went off. Several checked the time, recalling what had happened at this time last year. Then, without missing a step, they ran on to take on Newton's last challenge. The pace would slow, the crowd would thin, but the cheering would continue. Bearing witness to those bound for Boston, just 6.2 miles more, and one heartbreaking hill ahead. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.